Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi. Shodanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Shodanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachadi Jamuna Tira Vanachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhadi. Shodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachadi. Jamuna Tira Vanachadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihadi. Jaya Om Vishnupad Panamansa Tripraja Kacharja Ashtotar Satshri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupad Ki Jai. ISKCON Sanghapaka Charja Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath श्याम कुंज राधा कुंज गिरि गोवर्धन की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवदीप धाम की जय, जगन्नाथ पुरी की जय, कंग मई की जय, जमन मई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna. It's our extreme good fortune to have His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj. The brief introduction is like this. His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj is editor, publisher and teacher. He is disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He served as an editor or assistant editor for nearly all the books of Srila Prabhupada published during Srila Prabhupada's lifetime. He received initiation from Srila Prabhupada in 1968 at the age of 19. Practically in the first task assigned to him was to staple booklets. He later went on to typing manuscripts, transcribing Srila Prabhupada's dictation for books, and then typesetting, proofreading, managing book production and editing. He has lectured extensively at colleges and universities, especially in the United States. In 1978, he accepted the order of renounced life sannyas. In 1985 and 86, he spent a year and a half traveling with a party of pilgrims on Padayatra, a journey on foot throughout various states of India, stopping at different town or village every night. In 1987, along with Dhanurdhar Swami and Burijan Prabhu, he co-founded the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. 1988, he has served as a director of Srila Prabhupada's publishing house, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. He now oversees the work of BBT in Africa.
No, I used to. Finished.
Just 2 minutes. From 1991 through most of 1988, he served as editor in brief of BTG magazine, for which he had been an assistant editor for several years. Recently, he served as editor for three-volume translation and commentary of Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrat, 16th century Sanskrit philosophical and devotional work by Srila Sanatana Goswami, and Sri Krishna Leela Sthava by the same author. Apart from his services, in publishing, he travels widely teaching about the philosophy and culture of Krishna consciousness.
Okay, that's enough.
Let us welcome His Holiness Jayadas Swami Maharaj to Shri Radha Vrindavan Center temple by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 4:29-82. Tatraikagra Mana Dhiro Govinda Charanam Bhujam Vimukta Sango Anubhajan Bhaktya Tat Samyatam Agat Tatraikagra Mana Dhiro Govinda Charanambujam
Govinda Charanambujam
Vimukta Sango Nubhajan
Vimukta Sango Nubhajan
Bhaktya Tat Samyatamaga Tatrakagra Mana Dhiro
Govinda Charanambujam
Vimukta Sango Nubhajan Bhaktya Tat Samyatamagat Tatrakagram Manadhiro Govinda Charanambujam Vinukta Sango Nubhajan Tat Samyatamagat Tatrakagramanadhiro Govinda Charanambujam Mukta Sango Nubhajan Bhaktya Tat Samyatamagat Tatrakagramanadhiro Govinda Charanambujam Vinukta Sango Nubhajan Bhaktya Tat Samyatamaka. Ladies. Tatrakagra Manadhiro Govinda Charanambujam Vimukta Sango Nubhajan Bhaktya Tat Samyatamagat Tatra
There
Eka Agra
Manaha
With full attention
Dhiraha
Sober
Govinda
Of Krishna
Charana
Ambujam Unto the lotus feet
Vimukta,
freed from
Sangaha,
material association.
Anubhajan,
continuously engaging
in devotional service.
Bhaktya,
by pure devotion.
Tat, with the Lord.
Samyatam,
qualitative equality.
Agat,
achieved.
Having undergone austerities and penances at Kapilashram, King Prachinibarhi attained full liberation from all material designations.
He constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and attained a spiritual position qualitatively equal to that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. There is special significance in the words Tat Samyatam Agat. The king attained the position of possessing the same status or the same form as that of the Lord. This definitely proves that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a person. In his impersonal feature, he is the rays of his transcendental body. When a living entity attains spiritual perfection, he also attains the same type of body known as Sachidananda Vigraha. This spiritual body never mixes with the material elements. Although in conditional life, the living entity
is surrounded by material elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego. He remains always aloof from them. In other words, the living entity can be liberated from the material condition at any moment, provided that he wishes to do so. The material environment is called Maya. According to Krishna, Daivihyesha Gunamayi Mamamaya Duratyaya Mameveye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tadantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. As soon as the living entity engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he immediately attains freedom from all material conditions. Sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kolpate. In the material state, the living entity is on the Jiva Bhuta platform, but when he renders devotional service to the Lord, he is elevated to the Brahmabhuta platform. On the Brahmabhuta platform, the living entity is liberated from material bondage, and he engages in the service of the Lord. In this verse, the word dhira is sometimes read as bhira. Actually, there's not very much difference. The word dhira means sober, and vira means hero. One who is struggling against Maya is a hero, and one who is sober enough to understand his position is a dhira. Without becoming sober or heroic, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadhati Shafadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Tatraikagra Mana Dhiro Govinda Charanambhujam Vimukta Sango Nupajan Bhaktyatat Samyatam Agat. Srila Prabhupada immediately focuses on this term, Tat Samyatam. He achieved Samyata. Samyata means equality. And Prabhupada at once points out that this means equalness in quality. because the Mayavadis will always jump at the chance to identify themselves as non-different from the Absolute Truth. What is that? Aham Brahmasmi Tattvamasi. They interpret all these things to mean that there's no difference at all between the personality of Godhead and the living entity. After all, they're just equal manifestations of the one all-pervading, non-divided truth. There's only that undivided truth, Eka Brahma Dutiya Nasti, anything else is Maya. This is their view. So just to dispel such ideas, Tat Samyatam means qualitative identity. Because the context here is bhaktya, by devotional service. By devotional service, one doesn't become identical in all respects with the personality of Godhead. That would be the end of devotional service, which of course is the Mayavadi philosophy. Yet yes, you perform devotional service until you realize your true identity. By that devotional service, you'll realize Tattvamasi, you're also that same object that you're worshiping. This is their idea. But here, bhaktya, by devotional service, he entered the kingdom of God and attained equality in quality. Not in all respects. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna never confesses, yes, I realize that I'm you, you're me, there's no difference between us. In the beginning, na trevaham jatunasam natvam neme janadipa nachaiva na bhavishyama sarveva yamatapana. I always existed, you always existed, all these kings existed, we exist now, we'll exist in the future. That means individuality. For devotional service means to accept that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and every one of us is a servant of that personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is devotional service. Otherwise, it's what Prabhupada called time-serving devotional service. I'll perform some devotional service until I become identical with Krishna. Their example is that you take a ladder and then you ascend the ladder to, say, reach the top of a wall. Then you don't need the ladder anymore. You kick it away. So you serve Krishna or Surya or Ganesh or Devi, whoever. And then once you realize who you really are, you don't need them anymore. Now you kick away the ladder. This is their idea of devotional service. So this is not accepted in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere, the Lord is the personality of Godhead, and everyone else is his servant. So, tatra ekagramana, the king fixed his mind exclusively on the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, Govinda Charanambujam. This is devotional service. Savayamana Krishna Padaravindaya. If you could please turn off your cell phones. We don't need the commentary from the forms. Govinda Charanam Bhujam. The lotus feet of Govinda. The yogis, this is their goal, to fix their mind on the lotus feet of the Lord, true yogis. And the devotees, this is their desire, that always to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Lotus feet means the entire personality of Godhead. It's not that we just have like a picture of the lotus feet and keep those in mind, and you know, that's the whole story. One time commenting on Anadrata Yushmad Angriya, Prabhupada commented that they fall down, the Mayavadis, because they've neglected Krishna's lotus feet. Prabhupada said, feet means person. The impersonal Nirakar Brahma doesn't have lotus feet. Feet means person. Feet means person. So, just we offer our respectful pranams at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. It doesn't mean we only care about his lotus feet. The rest of him is irrelevant. Doesn't matter. Feet means person. So that he fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna means along with the feet comes the legs, the arms, the chest, the face, everything. And along with the form comes his qualities, along with the qualities comes pastimes, along with the pastimes, associates. That's person. So the king focused his mind exclusively on the supreme person, Dhira. The king was very sober. Previously, he was adhira, uncontrolled, killing animals, doing so many things. But by the grace of Narada, he became dhira. This is the business of the spiritual master, to turn the adhira into dhira, or to make the dhira more dhira. Sober. Everyone is intoxicated by the material energy. And the beginning of that intoxication is to think that I'm this body. I'm this mind. Then in relation to the body and mind, this is my wife, these are my children, this is my house, this is my money, this is my this. Janasya moho yam aham mameti. So the king was very much adhira, bewildered by these things. But by the grace of Narada, by his instructions, the king became dhira, sober. Dhira stacha namuhyati. So Govinda Charanam Bhujam, and by engaging in devotional service, Anubhajan, he became Vimukta Sangha, completely freed from material association. Material association, this body is material association. The material environment, the material world, is material association. Earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, false ego. These vinna prakriti rashtida, these material elements are all foreign to the spirit soul. Asango hiyam purusha. The soul has nothing to do with these things. because aham brahmasmi, I'm not this body, I'm spirit. And then what do I have to do with matter? But I'm thinking that I'm this body, I'm thinking this is my country, this is my land, this is my wife, this is these are my children, this is my, this is my, this is my. So, Vimukta Sangha, he became free from the association of the material energy because his real connection was with Krishna. Even though he was still in the material world, he was no longer associated with the material energy. Pramanyadhaya karmani sangam chakva kuroti yaha lipyate nasapa pena padma patram ivambasa. The Krishna conscious person offers everything to Krishna, all his activities, everything. Sangam chakra kuroti, giving up association with this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, and this is I, this is I. Sangam chakra kuroti. He identifies himself with Krishna in quality. Krishna is spirit, I'm also spirit. Mamivansa jiva bhuta jiva, jiva bhuta jiva loke sanatana. Prabhupada comments that jiva bhuta is the term we find for the living entity in the material context. And when he's liberated, then the term is brahma bhuta. Brahma bhuta prasanatma shochuti nakakshuti. And when one is fully liberated, sama sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate, then he engages in pure devotional service. It's not that when I become liberated, my body's of the opposite philosophy. I render devotional service until I'm liberated, and then the devotional service is no longer required. I don't have to do that anymore, because now I've realized my true self, which is not different from the absolute. So the devotional service is no longer required. But in the Bhagavad Gita we find Brahmabhuta prasannatma nashochati nakankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu. When one understands that he's spirit soul and becomes joyfully situated in spiritual consciousness, then he has nothing to hanker for, nothing to lament for. He sees everything with an equal eye. And at that point, madbhaktim labhate param. At that point, he engages in devotional service. Not that he engages in devotional service up to that point and then tosses it out. This is when devotional service begins. Devotional service begins on the liberated platform, actually. We, of course, even in the conditional life, we can practice. Perfect devotional service begins on the spiritual platform. Not as the Mayavadis think, that devotional Krishna is Maya, devotional service is Maya. All of these things are Maya. Only the Absolute is real. No. So, Vimukta Sangha Anubhajan. By devotional service, he became liberated. And after he became liberated, he continued devotional service. Not time serving. Bhaktya tat samyatam agat. And in this way, he attained oneness with Krishna in quality. In the spiritual world, as we know, all the living beings have spiritual bodies. Like that of Krishna. Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, the living entities in the spiritual world, all have similar spiritual bodies, Satchidananda Vigraha, with which to serve Krishna. Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tatpuratena Nirmalam Rishikesha Rishikena Sevana Rishikena Rishikesha Sevana Bhakti Ruchite. This is bhakti. The perfection of bhakti is found in the spiritual world, where everyone's senses are perfectly pure. Where they don't even have material bodies to think about. And where the only business of the liberated devotees is to please the senses of Krishna. Krishna, Govinda Charanam Bhajam. Govinda is the source of pleasure for the senses. But in the spiritual world, the devotees aren't thinking, let me please my senses. Let me somehow do things in such a way that Govinda will please my senses. They're thinking, how can I please the senses of Govinda? Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevan, Bhakti Ruchite. So the king, who'd been completely immersed in material affairs for his own enjoyment, became a different person. By the grace of Narad Muni, he became fully cognizant of his real position. And therefore, he became a true hero, Dhira or Vira, same thing. There are so many heroes of this material world, but the heroes are servants of their senses. Therefore, they're heroic cats and dogs. But our heroes are like the Goswamis. They were actually Dhira. Dhira Stachanamuyati. All right, are there some questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for such a wonderful explanation about. Thank you very much for wonderful explaining how one can actually be engaged in devotional service, getting rid of mind and senses influence. Actually, I had a question that Prabhupada says many times that, like sometimes I heard this, Prabhupada said, just neglect the mind. Just neglect the mind when we are chanting or performing devotional service. Just accepting the positive process of devotional service and neglect the mind. But also Prabhupada writes that Krishna consciousness is engaging the mind in Krishna. So always engaging the mind. So as conditioned souls, the struggle is to always keeping the mind engaged in Krishna consciousness. But sometimes Prabhupada also mentions just neglect it. So it's like soul getting directly in touch with the Lord. So
could neglecting you means neglecting the nonsense proposals of the mind. Just like neglecting the tongue, it doesn't mean we don't eat, but it means when the tongue says, oh, come on, let's go to this hotel, let's go to this restaurant, then you neglect the proposal because it's rubbish. The proposal doesn't even deserve an answer, you know, it's just neglected. But it doesn't mean that we neglect the tongue, that no, sir, you can't eat anything. We'll fully see to your needs. We'll fully see to your needs. We'll supply nice Krishna prasadam. You'll be happy. But as far as your nonsense proposal, all such proposals will be neglected.
And Maharaj, is like in conditioned state, the soul can't directly connect to the Lord. It's like
can't.
The soul
can't do what?
Can't directly connect to the Lord. Like mind
can't directly connect to the Lord.
Yeah, it's like mind has to be engaged, senses has to be engaged. Is it not like direct or how it is? How it is like can be direct or through mind, senses, we have to engage everything. Like Ambarish Maharaj.
First thing is, there's an echo in this room, and you learned English in India, where everyone understands the English that they speak to one another. But the foreigners, that is to say, the native English speakers, require that you speak more slowly and more clearly. Otherwise, it all sounds like bubbles to us. So, once more.
Maharaj, we see in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, it is mentioned that how he engaged all his senses and mind in Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. So that's the way he connected to the Lord. So my question is that as a sadhaka, Prabhupada very much emphasized to understand we are soul, not the mind, not the senses, not the body. So when we are telling we engaged in Krishna consciousness, that means soul. Soul has to be engaged. So is it not that soul directly can connect to the Lord?
How directly means through the senses also. Just like we're recommended. What is devotional service? Shravanam. Okay, no senses, shravanam's out. Kirtanam, no senses, kirtanam's out. Smaranam, the mind is out. Sorry, no smaranam. Padasevanam, well, you need your senses for that, so we scratch padasevanam. Vandanam, well, you need a tongue for that. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam. Directly means directly using what we have. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Manasa Deha Geha Yogi Chumur. Not only my senses, but Manasa, my mind, my body, senses, Geha, my home, Yogi Chumur, whatever I have. Arpilutuapade Nanda Krishna. That's to be engaged in the service of Krishna. So then it's direct. Then it is direct. Then it's direct. Otherwise, what's your idea about the soul? The soul sort of rubs up against the super soul or something?
Soul also has its spiritual senses. Like
yes, but the spiritual senses are now covered by the material senses. When you go back to Godhead, you'll serve Krishna with spiritual senses. Now we have to serve with the senses that we have.
So are the spiritual senses are engaged when we are engaging mind senses?
Yeah, that's the only way the spiritual senses will be engaged now, is through the body that we have. Then these senses, the mind, intelligence, everything can be purified. And with our purified senses, we can engage in the service of Krishna. Yes. Microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare.
Thank you very much for such an enlightening class. My question is regarding the last line of the purport. I'll just repeat the last line again. Without becoming sober or heroic, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. So my question has got two parts. One, I want to just get a confirmation of whether my understanding is clear or not. That is regarding the word heroic. I understand that, as you answered in the previous question, that becoming heroic means to overcome the dictation of our mind or of our senses so that we can dovetail in the right direction in the loving service of the Lord. So is that the meaning of heroism, to be able to overcome?
Yes. Heroic means we're struggling with the material energy, and when one is successful in fighting against the material energy, then he's a hero. Yes.
So thank you, Maharaj. Now, the first word Maharaj uses is sober. So, in the Indian context, because we have got so many roles and responsibilities to play, as opposed to the Western world, like obviously over there also there are challenges, but more so in the Indian context where there are so many things to be done. So in that light, Maharaj, like I would like to understand what is the real meaning of becoming sober and how we, for example, I got late in the class, I was hearing in the FM, and there were many things that I had to do. So, please throw some more light on the word.
How's the Indian context different from any other context? Everybody has so many things to do. Maybe in the Indian context, there's a greater sense of responsibility.
Yes.
Yes. But anyway, I have to do so many things. And sober means, therefore Indian culture means to become sober. Yes. The But our human culture means to become sober. We're already intoxicated by material contact, and they think that advancement means drinking, smoking, taking drugs, becoming intoxicated. Probably that you're already intoxicated. And that's a fact. We're intoxicated by so many bewildering illusions. So, sober dhīra. Prabhupada gives the example of dhīra, Lord Shiva, Kumara Sambhava. The demigods wanted to get a child to defeat the demons, and it had to be a child begotten by Lord Shiva, because only such a child would do the job. But Lord Shiva was in meditation, and when you're in meditation, you don't beget children. So they sent Parvati, the young girl, to agitate Lord Shiva. And she was worshipping the Lord, the genitals of Lord Shiva, putting flowers, touching. And Lord Shiva still didn't become agitated. Prabhupada said, this is dhīra. This is dhīra. Of course, Lord Shiva, who can compare it to Lord Shiva? But this is the ideal. Not to be bewildered by the material energy. But he's in meditation means he's focused in meditation. Not that, oh, here's a young girl, okay, meditation can wait.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, if I just ask it in a slightly different words, many times it is said that just chant sincerely and seriously and then all...
Little more slowly, please. Yes.
Many times it is said that we can transcend the mode of goodness by just chanting. Now, in my stage, because I am conditioned, because my anarthas of the six, lust, anger, greed, all the six anarthas, the lust, anger, greed, pride, all those are still there. So my question, direct question is, do I need to also focus on things which are making me agitated and so that I can avoid them? At the same time, I focus on the higher principle. So do I need to keep an eye on the other side also, my lower modes?
While we're chanting Hare Krishna, do we need to keep an eye on the anarthas, kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha? If we're really keeping an eye on our chanting, we don't need to keep an eye on these other things. Keeping an eye on them means, in one sense, that my mind is distracted. If I'm fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, I don't need to think about calm, how much calm do I have, how much calm can I tolerate, how much calm do I want. But in the practice of devotional service, of course, one should be thoughtful. That's another meaning of dhīra, the Prabhupada gives. Thoughtful and see, am I being influenced by kam? Am I being influenced by krodh? Am I being influenced by mada, matsarja, moha? So in that way, taking into account, if I'm making some decision, is this for Krishna service or is this for my illusion, my sense gratification, or because I'm angry or whatever. So we have to take it that way. But while chanting, we don't have to do anything else but chant. We don't have to take inventory of our anarthas and how we're doing and all of that. Chant Hare Krishna. Oh my goodness. Whatever. Do they really need to do this? Do they really need to do this right now? They're what? I know they sent someone to stop 5 minutes ago and now they're starting again.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. We see that Prachini Bhari was previously a Karmakandi and now he has become a devotee and he's having Ekagra Mana. So it seems it was very easy for him. He just heard a class and now he has come to forest and he is able to concentrate the mind. But when I see in my own case, we know the philosophy now, we have heard so much thing, but then still the subtle body has its own conditionings and they tend to come again. It becomes difficult to have ekagra mana.
Prachini Bhari very quickly became ekagra mana and went to the forest. But in our case, it's not so quick. Well, two things can be said. One is that it wasn't necessarily so easy for Prachini Bhari either. It's not just that, boom, 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 okay. He was madly attached and so on. But fortunately, he gave patient hearing to Narada, and so he became, the summary is that he became free from his illusions and so on. But we know that, illusions die hard. Illusions die hard. So, but still, it's a fact, very quickly. Lavamatra Sharu Sange Sarva Shadhivai. By a moment's association with the sadhu, one can attain all perfection. So that Sharu Sangha is so powerful that by the association of Narada, he quickly achieved success. Also, the householders can take note, he left home. Because to become ekagra mana, while you're thinking about paying the bills, buying new shoes for your kids, or sending them to college, or, buying new something for your wife, and what your in-laws are thinking, you can't become ekagra mana. Very difficult. Of course, one can, even in householder life. But we notice that King Prachini Bhari adopted the vanaprastha ashram. He went to the forest, where it's easier to become ekagra mana. Not that the forest is necessarily such a, especially these days, the place to go. But the idea is that he gave up family encumbrances, which one at a certain stage of life must do. But that helped his progress. And apart from that, the association of Narada and his own determination and the mercy of the Lord, Guru Krishna Prasad Epai. And if we stick with it, we'll also attain perfection. And just utsaha nishchaya tarya tat kam. Okay, it's almost 9 o'clock. One more question.
Maharaj, practically in every class or every chapter of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam we read, there the emphasis, I am not the body, I am the soul, comes. So now, after so many years of spending Krishna consciousness, so I am not the body, I am the soul. So when that realization comes, and what happens exactly? So when I will come to know, okay, now I realized I am not the body, I am the soul. So what is that understanding, Maharaj?
What is the sign? Nashochati prasanatma, you become joyful. Nashochati nakankshati, you don't lament over anything, you don't desire any material thing. Samasarveshu bhuteshu, you see all living entities equally. And madbhaktim labhate, one fully engages in devotional service. Those are the signs. The whole, why again and again, you're not this body, you're not this body, because still I think I'm this body. After hearing it 100,000 times, still I think, I look in the mirror and I think, there I am. Still I think, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm this, I'm that. And everything, the entire material life comes from that point. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, they all emanate from false ego. The senses, modes of nature, everything. The beginning point is false ego. And what is false ego? It's the wrong, the misidentification of spirit with matter. I'm spirit soul, but when I identify with matter, now I'm in touch with material energy. Asango hiyam purusha. I have no connection with material energy. But when I look toward the material energy and I think, this is me, and this is mine, this is my field of enjoyment, and I'm also part of this, finished. And now you're a sanghi. Now you're associated with material energy. And in that association, I think, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. So if we want to get free from the material energy, we have to reverse the process. Nirmamo nirahankara sashanti madhigacchati. We have to become free from the false sense of I, the false sense of mine. I'm a servant of Krishna and everything belongs to Krishna. That's Vimukta Sangha. Is that okay? Okay. Well, if we want to end on time, I take it 9 o'clock is on time. Class ends at 9? It's 9. So, we can stop here. And we'll have other classes and we can continue. Thank you, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. In fact, 8:55.